Chapter 24, Mercy Received a Visit. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5, verse 7. When they had lodged in the house for a week, Mercy received a visit from a man. He showed that he loved her. His name was Mr. Brisk. He had a good upbringing and said that he was quite religious. But he loved the world very much. Mr. Brisk visited Mercy once, twice, yes, even more times. On a certain day he said, I want to give you my love. Now Mercy was a beautiful woman. She also loved to be busy. If she had nothing to do for herself, she would do something for others. She made socks and clothing, and then gave these to the people who needed them. Mr. Brisk did not know that she gave all those clothes away. He only saw that she was busy, and he really liked that. I believe she would be a good wife, he thought. Mercy did not quite know what to do about it. Therefore, she spoke to the other girls in the house. What kind of a man is he, actually? The girls told her that he was a young man who liked to be busy. He also seemed very religious. But we think that he does not know the power of that which is good. Well, then I do not want to see him anymore, Mercy said. I do not want to have that weight on my soul. Prudence gave good counsel. It is not so difficult to get rid of him, she said. If you keep working for poor people, just like you always do, he will not want to have anything to do with you anymore. And sure enough, Prudence was right. When Mr. Brisk came back one day, he saw that Mercy was busy. She was again making clothes for poor people. What? Are you always busy with that? Yes, she answered, either for myself or for others. But how much do you earn with this in one day? He wanted to know. I do those things to become rich in good works. By this I lay away a treasure for the future. I seek eternal life. But what are you doing with these clothes then? He wanted to know. I am clothing people who need clothes, Mercy answered. You could immediately tell by Mr. Brisk's face that he was not happy with this answer. He turned around and did not come back to her again. And if you would ask him, why are you not visiting Mercy anymore? Then he would answer, she is a nice girl, but she has very strange habits. When he was gone, Prudence said, did I not tell you that Mr. Brisk would leave you very quickly? You can count on it that he will say bad things about you now. He pretends to be religious and to love you, but you are not a good match. You are very different. You will never agree with each other. I could have had a husband more often, Mary sighed. I never talked about it, but they were always men who had something I did not like. It just did not work out. Even though they could not say that there was something wrong with me, we just did not get along very well. You know what, Prudence said, in our days people do not find true mercy important. They talk about mercy, but they cannot stand it when you are busy with it every day. If no one would like to have me for a wife, that is fine too, Mercy said. Then I prefer to die as an unmarried woman. Then I may just be my own self before the Lord and the people. I cannot change myself, can I? And I was not planning to get married to someone who wants me to be different. I had a sister named Bountiful. She also liked to do good to others, but she married a mean man. She and her husband could never get along well. She really wanted to keep caring for poor people, even though he did not agree with it. Therefore, he took her along to the market. There he told everyone that she was a bad wife, and after this he chased her out of the house. Prudence knew who this man was. He even went to church. "True," Mercy said, "that was how he was. Today the world is full of such people, but I cannot love them." Explanation. A child of God who lives close to the Lord radiates beauty. What beauty is that? They do not have that of themselves. It is something of the Lord Jesus. You notice that they do not live for themselves in this world. It is not about themselves anymore. Even the people who do not serve God sometimes see that. At times they would like to join those people. Mr. Brisk even wanted to marry Mercy. He thought, "A woman who does not think of herself will be a good wife for me. She can make me happy." He came a little closer to her. But then he noticed who she truly was. He heard from her that her treasure was not upon earth. She sought a treasure in heaven. But that was not what he desired. He lived for the time. "This will not make me any richer," he thought. Mr. Brisk was an industrious man. He had hoped he would receive a good wife who would be able to help him, a wife who would help him to become richer in this world. But now he saw that Mercy sought a treasure which was higher. He could not understand that. He did not desire that, for then he would be second in her life. And the treasures of this earth would also take the second place. He could imagine this already, a wife who prefers to be busy with the things of God rather than of the earth. No, such a wife he did not want. This is a picture of a person without the Lord. How is our life?